This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. Steve Inskeep is on assignment. Gas prices are the lowest they've been in almost 2 years. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, gas prices have fallen more than $1.50 a gallon since the middle of September. Jet fuel and diesel have seen similar dramatic declines, but the fuel surcharges at airlines and taxis have stuck around. NPR's Tamara Keith has more.
The U.S. airline industry estimates its expenses jump by $430 million every time the price of a barrel of crude oil increases by a dollar. So this summer, when fuel prices were through the roof, a surcharge seemed like a reasonable thing. But then fuel prices dropped, and airlines were still using the surcharges. Rick Sini, CEO of FareCompare.com, described it as a PR headache.
Fuel surcharges had little to do with the price of fuel or the length of a trip, but it had everything to do with higher ticket prices.
Just in the last week or so, Sini says airlines have eliminated surcharges on thousands of domestic flights, but it isn't any cheaper to fly. Those extra charges are now just part of the base ticket price.
While it was good news that there's a little more transparency, the bad news is it really didn't help people on the consumer side from a ticket price standpoint.
And he says there are still hefty surcharges on international flights. The average is $300 to Europe and $360 to Asia.
It's a human reaction to say, okay, the price has come down. I want to see my price come down. But there's a lot that happens in between.
David Castlevetter is vice president of the Air Transport Association, an airline industry trade group.
The price of fuel has been high for a long time. Because it only recently dropped, you can't just draw a line across and say, geez, we're where we were when we started. Because we're not. We have a lot of catching up to do.
He says the industry will lose between $3 and $5 billion this year, proof that it never raised prices enough to cover the increased cost of fuel. Even the surcharges weren't enough to bring airlines back to profitability. And airlines certainly aren't the only ones hanging on to higher prices. I took a cab to the interview with Castlevetter. The fare was $5.25, with an extra dollar for gas. A sticker in the window said the surcharge will expire at the end of January. UPS and all shipping companies have had fuel surcharges for years, and those charges jumped over the summer. I recently sent a birthday present to my sister-in-law via UPS Ground. The fuel surcharge was 9.25%.
This is your tracking number.
And can you show me where the fuel surcharge is?
Right here.
97 cents?
97 cents.
Karen Cole is a spokesperson for UPS.
We are in a little bit of a lag, but it is important to note that our fuel surcharge is not built into our rate. So as fuel prices do go down, that those prices also go down as well.
The lag comes because the surcharge rate is updated just once a month, and the data it relies on is 2 months behind. So in November, the surcharge dropped by 1 percentage point. But the rate adjustment actually reflects the price of fuel back in August. When it comes to fuel surcharges, it seems it could be a while before consumers experience the same relief they've felt at the pumps. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.